huge task. I mean, you said it yourself, they're bookies' favourites for a reason, you know, because they just don't pull these odds out of the sky. And as I say, they've answered every question that they needed to answer this year already, Dublin. And as I say, they've done it with flying colours, you know, throughout the National League, number one, throughout their provincial championship, and even the last day out against Monaghan. We know we're a very, very good side, and you know, they made them look very ordinary in terms of the score that they racked up, and you know, they've been doing that consistently and you know, I suppose in playing at that level and having been playing at that level even ourselves for this last number of years, trying to, I suppose, you know, constantly have that consistency is something that has to be really, really admired, and something people don't maybe allude to that as much, you know, in Dublin's performances.
And does that worry you going into the game, or a concern?
Well, it's a concern, it's just whatever. It's a threat they pose, and it's a threat that we have to try and look at, and trying to come up with a plan and a performance to try and counteract that, and to try and push our own plan forward. So, as I say, that's where the challenge is. The challenge is in every game, and that's why we play Gaelic football, and that's where you want to be at, you know.
And obviously, they are one of the top team in the country at the moment, but they also present a different type of challenge in that, you know, you won't have the same blanket defence maybe you faced against Armagh. You know, they're a more open team, they play a more open style brand of football.
Again, I suppose I think that's slightly disrespectful on their defence. You know, their defence, if you look at the stats, has been very, very miserly over the number of years. People maybe say this, they're playing a very offensive style of play, but you know, the quality of their defender is second to none, and the quality of their stats defensively is back that up. So as I say, they still have the defenders. They might be branded as much a defensive side or style team, but they still are very, very good defenders.
Yeah. Great pace on their team.
Huge pace throughout the team, not even in the defenders that we alluded to there previously. They're huge pace, you know, both in the flanks and up the middle. You know, in the midfield, you look at Kane O'Sullivan, Michael Dermot-Colley, extremely mobile, extremely skillful, going both ways. And I suppose the pace of their forwards is there for everybody to have seen, and the dangers they possess, and people coming off the bench have seemed to carry through those attributes the same way as the starters.
Yeah. But the beatable.
I think so. I think this is where we're believing, that's what we're striving for, and that's what we'll be doing. As I say, the way we responded as a team, and the way we responded even as a county this year, in terms of players, in terms of management, in terms of fans, in terms of turning out for Ulster Championship games, and in terms of even turning out to the last day in Croke Park, is something that I suppose we're very proud of. And as I say, we're hoping again it'll be another proud day in Croke Park. But as I say, it won't be easy, but we'll be doing our level best.
And the general feeling is that Donegal are going to have to, I know it's a kind of cliched phrase, but you're going to have to step it up. But the reality is, you are.
Yeah, come here, it's another level. It's on from a quarter final to semi final. You have to step it up. Everybody has to individually. We have to step up performances collectively as a unit. If we individually step them up, then their collective performance will step up, and hopefully then that collective increased performance will, I suppose, ultimately help us on the result, you know.